It is one of the great American storylines. The hero leaves home only to be drawn back. Let's hear some music about one singer's return home to Idaho. Musician Elin Jewell has a new album out this week called Sundown Over Ghost Town, and she spoke to NPR's Leah Scarpelli.
Been all around this world just to come back to you.
When Elin Jewell was growing up in Boise, she says she had a sense of wanderlust.
I always felt like I wanted to leave, and I remember when I learned the word wanderlust, I felt like I finally had a word to describe myself.
Jewell did wander, to go to college in New Mexico, to busk on the streets of Venice Beach. She even went back to Boise. That didn't work out. Next, she tried Boston.
I remember hearing, when I was working in a very urban coffee shop, on the radio, suddenly out of nowhere, was Loretta Lynn, and she was singing Honky Tonk Girl.
We once were happy, my heart was in the world, but now I'm a honky tonk girl.
The song and the twang in her voice and the simplicity of the music and the space between the notes made me think of Idaho. Eventually, it just slowly dawned on me that home was Idaho, and that's where I wanted to come back to.
If sweetness had a sound, it would sound like my hometown.
Back in Idaho, Elin Jewell headed to the mountains north of Boise, to Idaho City, a former mining center during the Gold Rush. It was there that she wrote what would become her new album.
It's a ghost town, essentially. I mean, that's how it's listed on the map. It's about as Western as it gets.
Just one horse shy of a one horse town.
Jewell's family has a place in Idaho City.
It's a funny bit of land because it's really mostly rocks. So its beauty is not very pedestrian. It's not something that a lot of people would appreciate, but I think that's part of why we love it so much.
Her dad farms trees on that land. He also keeps a horse, a Mustang named Pyro.
Stolen from the desert in the lost part of the state.
Pyro was partly broke, meaning that he's still partly a wild horse. If you go over to the corral where he's kept, he'll trot over to you. But then if you hold your hand out to pat him or something, he'll try to bite you.
He watches on the edge, dirty coat, shaggy mane. Too wild for this world, too tame for Mustangs.
I see him as being a very kindred spirit to a lot of folks around these parts. I often feel that tug of war myself between my Mustang and my tame side.
With her wanderlust behind her, at least for now, Elin Jewell lives in Boise with her husband. They own a house, and they have a new daughter, Mavis. Elin Jewell's new album, Sundown Over Ghost Town, is out this week. Leah Scarpelli, NPR News.